This World is Taboo by Murray Leinster. Chapter 1. The little Med Ship came out of overdrive, and the stars were strange, and the Milky Way seemed unfamiliar. Which, of course, was because the Milky Way and the local Cepheid marker stars were seen from an unaccustomed angle and a not yet commonplace pattern of varying magnitudes. But Calhoun grunted in satisfaction. There was a banded sun off to port, which was good. A breakout at no more than 60 light-hours from one's destination wasn't bad, in a strange sector of the galaxy, and after 3 light-years of journeying blind.
"Arise and shine, Murgatroyd," said Calhoun. "Comb your whiskers. Get set to astonish the natives."
A sleepy, small, shrill voice said, "Chee!" Murgatroyd the Tormal came crawling out of the small cubbyhole which was his own. He blinked at Calhoun.
"We're due to land shortly," Calhoun observed. "You will impress the local inhabitants. I will get unpopular. According to the records, there's been no Med Ship inspection here for 12 standard years, and that was practically no inspection, to judge by the report."
Murgatroyd said,
"Chee, chee!"
He began to make his toilet, first licking his right-hand whiskers and then his left. Then he stood up and shook himself and looked interestedly at Calhoun. Tormals are companionable small animals. They are charmed when somebody speaks to them. They find great, deep satisfaction in imitating the actions of humans, as parrots and mynas and parakeets imitate human speech. But Tormals have certain valuable, genetically transmitted talents which make them much more valuable than mere companions or pets. Calhoun got a light reading for the banded sun. It could hardly be an accurate measure of distance, but it was a guide.
"Hold on to something, Murgatroyd," he said.
Murgatroyd watched. He saw Calhoun make certain gestures which presaged discomfort. He popped back into his cubbyhole. Calhoun threw the overdrive switch, and the Med Ship flicked back into that questionable state of being in which velocities of hundreds of times that of light are possible. The sensation of going into overdrive was unpleasant. A moment later, the sensation of coming out was no less so. Calhoun had experienced it often enough, and still didn't like it. The sun wheeled, burned huge and terrible in space. It was close now. Its disk covered half a degree of arc.
"Very neat," observed Calhoun. "Wheeled 3 is our port, Murgatroyd. The plane of the ecliptic would be...
He swung the outside electron telescope, picked up a nearby bright object, enlarged its image to show details, and checked it against the local star pilot. He calculated a moment. The distance was too short for even the briefest of overdrive hops, but it would take time to get there on solar system drive. He thumbed down the communicator button and spoke into a microphone.
"Med Ship Asclepius 20 reporting arrival and asking coordinates for landing," he said matter-of-factly. "Purpose of landing is planetary health inspection. Our mass is 50 tons standard. We should arrive at a landing position in something under 4 hours. Repeat, Med Ship Asclepius 20.
He finished the regular second transmission and made coffee for himself while he waited for an answer. Murgatroyd came out for a cup of coffee for himself. Murgatroyd adored coffee. In minutes he held a tiny cup in a furry small paw and sipped gingerly at the hot liquid. A voice came out of the communicator.
"Asclepius 20, repeat your identification."
Calhoun went to the control board.
"Asclepius 20, he said patiently, "is a Med Ship sent by the Interstellar Medical Service to make a planetary health inspection on Weald. Check with your public health authorities. This is the first Med Ship visit in 12 standard years, I believe, which is inexcusable. But your health authorities will know all about it. Check with them."
The voice said truculently,
"What was your last port?"
Calhoun named it. This was not his home sector, but Sector 12 had gotten into a very bad situation. Some of its planets had gone unvisited for as long as 20 years, and 12 between inspections was almost commonplace. Other sectors had been called on to help it catch up.